File item 41, AB 3139.
So good afternoon, members. I'm here to present AB 3139, a bill to provide additional vehicle data protections for domestic violence survivors. Consumers spend a lot of time inside their vehicles running errands, commuting to work, or just traveling. The capabilities of modern vehicles have advanced so quickly that cars are now sometimes referred to as smartphones on wheels. Yet their increased connectivity raises concern about consumer privacy being compromised. Such services grant access to drivers' data with limited control to consumers and how their data may be used. These practices pose significant risks, especially for survivors of domestic violence, as perpetrators exploit apps to remotely track and control their cars. This enables them to locate survivors and manipulate car functions such as honking the horn and locking the doors. A recent article in the New York Times shed lights on the struggles of Christine Dowdall, a survivor of domestic violence. It highlights the challenges she encountered while attempting to prevent her abuser from accessing the connected services in her car to track her location. Just this January, the Federal Communications Commission chairwoman wrote to an auto manufacturers as well as wireless service providers to seek their help in protecting domestic abuse survivors from the misuse of connected car tools by abusers. She wrote, quote, "No survivor of domestic violence and abuse should have to choose between giving up their car and allowing themselves to be stalked and harmed by those who can access its data and connectivity." For these reasons, AB 3139 will require the following. If technologically feasible, an auto manufacturer would need to update the technology in a vehicle to install an option allowing a consumer to immediately disable all remote tracking technology. The method for disabling will be required to be easy to access and disable without requiring a password or login. Once disabled, the survivor will have 7 days to submit the information currently required in the bill in order for the connection to remain severed. Similarly, the registered car owner will have 7 days to contact the auto manufacturer to have the connection restored. Assuming the technology was disabled for a reason other than to protect a survivor, the connection will be turned back on by the manufacturer. If it's not technologically feasible for a manufacturer to update the vehicle system to allow it to be disabled by the consumer alone, then the victim would have to submit a separation request to the vehicle manufacturer, including the proper documentation, such as a copy of a signed affidavit from a licensed medical or mental health care provider or a restraining order. The vehicle manufacturer would then be required to separate the perpetrator's access from the remote vehicle technology in one business day. We did not cross amendments at this time in this committee, but we have committed to taking amendments that will provide liability protection for the vehicle manufacturers when complying with the provisions of this bill. With me here today is Robert Harrell, Executive Director of Consumer Federation of California. Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Robert Harrell, Executive Director of Consumer Fed of California. We're the sponsors of this measure. The author did an excellent job of describing the technical aspects of how this would work. This is an approach that the Assembly Privacy Committee has been putting into this bill. I know that Senator Ashby, your bill just got heard a couple hours ago. I was in that room. And then also Senator Min has a bill. So we're trying to meld all this. Although, Senator Ashby, your bill is broader and includes other smart devices, if you will. The analysis does an excellent job of talking about, to be candid, some of the horrors of what has occurred to people. And so we think that as this is based on bipartisan federal law signed by President Biden in December of 2022, and building on that, as the FCC is in the process of implementing that, they began to ask, we think, some very pertinent and relevant questions about vehicles. And so this picks up on that work. We're happy to answer any questions. We think it's the right thing to do in these horrifying situations. And sometimes 2 business days, which is the federal law standard, is not quick enough. And so we'd ask for an aye vote, and we're happy to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harrell. All right. Other witnesses? Seeing no one else approaching in support. If you're a Me Too witness in support, please approach. Seeing no one. Opposition? If you're opposed to AB 3139, please approach the microphone.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. On behalf of, sorry.
I'm On behalf of, sorry, there you go.
On behalf of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, the Trade Association for the Automakers, we appreciate the ongoing conversations with the sponsors and authors of this bill. We are not opposed. We have concerns. We recognize our role and responsibility in this space. We've just got to make sure that the technology is described right, that the documentation is right. We appreciate the commitment on the liability protection. We look at this and go, you know, we need the statute to be clear about the documents that are provided to us, the process we need to follow. And when we err on the side of protecting a survivor, we don't want to get sued by somebody else who's the registered owner of the car. And so we appreciate all these things, appreciate the ongoing conversations on this bill, as well as Senator Ashby's bill. If you hear any anxiety in my voice, it's because we are now in the Second House Policy Committee, and we have three bills that do three different things, all dealing with automobiles. And we look forward to the ongoing conversations to hopefully get all of this squared away by the end of session. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moffitt. Anyone else who wishes to testify in opposition who's not opposed? All right. Bring it back to committee. Senator Ashby?
Yes, obviously I like this bill. We have very similar bills, but hers is focused on vehicles, and mine is broader on all of apps, but the point is, and I think for both of us, is you think about all those conveniences that the apps bring to your life, and now think about all those apps in control by somebody who's abusive to you. Mm-hmm. Come out to see your car in a parking lot, and it's gone. They moved it. They changed the temperature controls. They can see you coming and going on your Ring Door app, on your Tesla cameras, everyone who's coming to your car. So this is really, really important because we need law. We're here in Judish. We need law to keep up with technology. So I appreciate the sort of soft touch that not really opposition, but concerned folks have with our bills. And just to be clear with everyone, because the three bills have been mentioned, we only control two of them. But I made commitments today to mirror her language, which is solid for me. And I think that will help draw down some of the concern for some of the auto industry. So don't hold that against her. I'm going to make those changes. We'll be aligned after my next committee.
All righty. Thank you very much. Other questions? Is there a motion?
Bill.
Senator Wahab moves the bill. All right.
And then I do have a question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Opposition said an immediately effective manual method of disabling remote vehicle technology that is available to any driver is also available to any passenger who can reach across the car. In the 7 days... Mm-hmm. Is there a way to make that quicker?
Yeah. Now, I completely agree, and that was honestly one of my concerns. And getting to the 7 day has been a negotiation, but we'll continue to speak with everyone, including the sponsors and the opposition, because we don't want this technology turned off unless we're actually dealing with someone who is a victim of domestic abuse. And if it is readily available for others, then you do run that risk. And so we will continue that conversation, and I completely agree with what you're saying.
Okay. And the reason why I ask also is I've worked a lot in the domestic violence and mental health space, and often abusers won't tell their victim, you know, what they're tracking or how mm-hmm. they're tracking. And there's a lot of individuals that do not have, you know, as friends say, tech savvy, right? So they don't even know what is available, how are they being monitored. The vehicle may be purchased by the abuser, and yet the driver's driving it without realizing what technology, you know, is there, isn't there, what's being tracked. How many people have access to it? How many apps, you know, let's say you could delete it off of a phone, you know, can you do that off of a computer and so forth? So I just feel like in this space, there's a lot of work to do. And it's not always clear to the victim. And for example, in communities that I represent, victims are not even aware of even some of the, you know, health impacts when they're dealing with a abuser, right? Or a cheater, or, you know, somebody abusive in general. So I think that we have a long way to go. I appreciate you bringing this bill. I appreciate Senator Ashby's bill. And I appreciate the manufacturers, but I would also like for more work to be done in this space. rather than, you know, making it easier or longer term for the person to say that we'd like this off. So
there's two things. If you are a victim, you can immediately turn it off, mm-hmm. right? So the 7-day window would be for that individual to send in the supporting documentation. So if you're a victim, you don't have to wait 7 days. You can immediately turn it off. Mm-hmm. If the vehicle cannot do it, if you cannot do it, or you happen to not be tech savvy to figure it out, then you send in the documentation and they have 1 business day from the time they receive it. The 7 days is if it was turned, or if someone turned it off and is actually not a victim.
But the problem is that accidents do happen, mm-hmm. or things like that. But what I'm, you know, stating here is that abusers lie, mm-hmm. right? And so even if they were using it to track or do anything like that, you know, documentation to say it was an accident, or like, what? How is that going to be looked at?
Right. So it's not documentation to say that this person is tracking me, because you'd yeah. never know that, right?
It's to turn it off and on.
It's to say, I'm a victim of domestic violence. I'm an abuse survivor, and I want this turned off so that this individual cannot track me, mm-hmm. right? It's not to say he or she has been doing it. It's to say, I've been abused by this person, and I don't even want to give him or her that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So even if the individual who owns the vehicle, okay, is the abuser.
Right.
Let's say the spouse or the, I hate to say it, like this girlfriend or partner is the individual driving the vehicle.
Right.
So basically, even if they don't own the vehicle, they can submit this and say, I want this turned off.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So it actually does protect the actual victim or survivor. Okay. Yeah. But I do agree there needs to be a lot more done in this space, and hopefully once we kind of merge and figure out how these things will work, you know, if it does get to be signed, there will be the need for education around it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. It's been moved by Senator Wahab. Would you like to close?
You know, people who are victims of domestic violence should not have to worry about their abuser being able to track and harass them through their cars. Really appreciate the work from the committee. Really appreciate Senator Ashby also working in this space, and look forward to working together with this particular issue. Also want to take the time to thank the chair, because I heard at the beginning that starting July 2nd, we will be going from the end of the alphabet to the beginning. So we don't have to wait until the very end. And with that, respectfully ask for an aye vote on AB 3139.
Thank you. All right, Madam Secretary, it's been moved by Senator Wahab. Please call the roll.
This is file item number 41, AB 3139. The motion is due pass to Senate Transportation. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Ashby?
Aye.
Ashby, aye. Caballero? Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Laird? Nilo?
Aye.
Nilo, I. Roth. Aye. Roth, I. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, I. Wahab.
Aye.
Wahab, I. 9-0.
9-0. Put that on call. All right. Thank you very much.